Blog Talk Radio.
Words and my vocabulary, express how I feel.
going through, at the end of the day, know God loves you forever. Not for a time, but forever. Matt, Pastor Bill, if you would go ahead on and give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor, for both of those selections. Amen. God is love, and I'm glad he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs and loved me in spite of it, for he's good all the time. Amen, yes. Amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from the book, oh my goodness, okay, let me get to it. the book of Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And verse 28 states, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we're thanking you for your word today, Father God. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We're thanking you for our pastor, Father God. Lord, we're just giving you thanks today, Father God, for the songs on love and about love. For the scripture tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So, Father God, we're standing on your word today, Father God. We're binding up anything and everything that may try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, those that are listening and participate, Father God. Your scripture teaches us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. As long as we are imitating, that we're living as Christ would have us to live, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with pastor's family, Father God. We know you are a healer, for it says in your word, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. And so we're claiming healing upon the family, Father God, that they will be healed totally and completely, Father God. And Lord, anyone else that may be struggling with this virus, Father God, or they know they have loved ones in their family going through, you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. Be with all those, Father God, who are bereaved and those that are going through, you said you'll keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. So help us to stay, keep our mind on you so we can have the mind of Christ so that we will live abundantly as you said in your word. And Lord, we just give you thanks. Bless our pastor in a mighty way, Father God. Continue to use him as he continues bringing the word and helping us to understand his word, the word of God, even better, and live that word and share it with us. We're thanking you, Father God, for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to say, too, that, you know, our nature is the same that of God. And I was looking at a scripture that said, beloved, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us. Whether it's the same kind he had, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. And I'm telling you this because don't expect people to know you. I know they think they know you. They know what your picture looked like. They've seen a couple photos of you, and some of them have even seen you in the flesh. But they don't know you. You got to believe that. They don't really know you. And if you listen to them, they'll tell you they don't know you. And some of them could be family members, best friends, but they don't really know you. So don't find yourself trying to convince them, because if God doesn't show them who you are, who you really are, and then you can tell them. You can talk to you turn purple. They ain't going to understand. Because, see, first of all, you got to remember your citizenship is not here. Your visa does not say you live here. The visa you have is in heaven. And you're traveling through here. You're like an ambassador. You're just traveling through here. The Bible, now I'm telling you scriptures here, brothers and sisters, because you've been chosen as a generation of royal priesthood. You've been chosen as a holy nation. You're very special. And so don't expect people to understand you. See, you, as a member of the body of Christ, we're God's helpers. We're his members. So they didn't know Christ, they're not going to know you. And I just had to put that out. This week going to be real interesting because I'm going to ask you to get your pencil and paper because the true church is what you got to start teaching. You got to start teaching about a glorious church. And I'm going to tell you, God is charging me to tell the people, to tell the world, because he said, go ye therefore into all the world, and you got to go teach them. So if not now, then when? And if not us, then who? This is our power. This is our responsibility to teach the world. Yeah, they don't know you, and it's going to be hard for them to identify with you when you tell them that God wants them into the glorious church when they used to go into First Baptist and St. John and Seventh Day Adventist, and you telling them, hey, you're the church now. God expects for you to act like the church, not go to church, but be the church. And that is so important. So this week, we're going to be sharing, and I don't know, like I said, I want you all to get some pencil and paper. Because I'm not going to necessarily quiz anybody. But on Thankful Thursday, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions. And I'm going to see who have the answers other than Pastor and probably Evangelist Sharon. I'm going to see if the rest of you guys have the answers. But I want you to get a pencil and paper. Because some of this I'll probably go over tomorrow. But I want you to have this... I want to call it a pre-test, if you will. I want to say, I want to you all to see this as a challenge. So that as you go forth and teach people about the glorious church, you don't have it twisted. See?
All right now.
Like, amen. The Bible speak of how many churches. And you're going to have to answer that. Because you got all these people out there. And you need to give the correct answer. And I was glad Dr. read that scripture a moment ago because it just blesses me. But you're going to have to answer that. You're going to have to answer, is the church a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic? You're going to have to answer what the church, because, see, there's one church. Remember Ephesians 4? That's what that said? Let's see here. Is that Ephesians 4? as Evangelist Sharon to read that. You probably already know what that says. Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4. What verse is that?
Three through seven.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you and call is one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of gifts of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And then the message, Bible. As you read over what I have written to you, you'll be able to see for yourself into the mystery of Christ. Oh, I'm so sorry. I gave her a scripture and I wasn't even in the right scripture. Forgive me. Praise God. Have mercy. Okay. Ephesians 4, 3 through 7 from the Message Bible. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fist and spite, but steadily pouring yourselves out to each other in each of love, alert at noticing differences, quick at mending fences. You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction, so stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and do is permeated with oneness. But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Have mercy.
There's only one church, brothers and sisters. I know sometimes you may be confronted with the fact that there are seven churches in Asia Minor that reference to the seven, they'll say denomination. The other people tell you all this stuff. There's one church, man. One body. The church is the body of Christ. And I've been saying this all last week and going to continue to say it. What the church is not. The church isn't what you meet, where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
The church is a glorious church. The church is who you are. That's why you got to be part of the glorious gospel. That's the only way you can teach this is be part of the glorious gospel. Because the church is the coming outworking of the person of Jesus Christ who sits in glory, right? Colossians 3, that's where he's at. Let us not go to church, let us be the church. And if you need further enlightenment on that, you will get it this week, I guarantee you. Not only will you get 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 and 1 Corinthians 13 and 16, but you're going to get scriptures like Hebrews 5 and 8. Matter of fact, we're going to, since we're dealing with the body of Christ, you know what? I think we'll do that right now. How about go to 1 Corinthians 12 and 27? 1 Corinthians 12 and 27.
Okay. First Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, you are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Amen.
Can you read that one more time, Pastor?
Yes.
Are we talking about the church here, the true church?
Mm-hmm. Amen. You are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Amen.
Each and every one of us are part of Christ's body. That's the church. Remember, Christ is the head of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Can't forget
Amen.
That. No matter what folks try to tell you, you cannot forget that you are part of the body of Christ, which he is the head of the church.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Now forget about all the skepticism and the double talk. And, no, there's one body, one head.
See, we
got to get people in this oneness. Trust me, we do, brothers and sisters. So the church is the body of Christ. That's a yes.
Yes.
There is one body. That would be a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the head of that body. His church. That would be a yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I want you to, but sometimes people say, oh, well, when God's kingdom comes, brothers and sisters, God's kingdom have already came.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Within you. The world is looking for it through the observation, but they won't see it. They want their eyes to tell them that the church has arrived. Brothers and sisters, the church has been arrived. Because, see, when you list some things the church is not, you're going to find out it's not a social club. It's not a place where you go play basketball. It's not a daycare. It's not a grocery store. That's not the church. That's an organization doing some stuff. The word church really is, in the Greek, ekklesia, it means to be called out from. That's what that word means. It means to be called out from. So in 1 Corinthians, 1:13, I think that's where I read that in. Was that in Corinthians?
1 Corinthians?
Yeah, 1:13.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 1:13 reads as follows in the King James. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, I ask you, has the Messiah been chopped up in little pieces so we can each have a relic of our own? Amen.
Yeah. The story is, they want to claim, and really Paul addressed this about spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're dealing with. The church is a spiritual thing. So you don't want to forget that. People misunderstand spiritual gifts. People misunderstand spirituality. People misunderstand, and they worship in a false god, and they don't know it. Because they was trying to bring that way of thinking into the Corinth gathering church, the Corinth church. Those that had sit there, and I'll give y'all a little bit more on that maybe during the week. But so Paul was letting them know, hey, there's no division in Christ, brothers and sisters. And then he goes on to tell them, I ain't baptized none of y'all, but mm-hmm. two of you anyway. Because, see, he was looking at it spiritually, and they were looking at it in the flesh. And that's mm-hmm. why this is so important, that you know the church is one who's been called out from, and you, we're one spirit. We were all baptized into one body, which is the body of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're Jew, Greek, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
That's really important, brothers and sisters, that we understand that we're part of the body of Christ, and we got to teach others who will die out of self and live unto Christ and let Christ live in them. They'll become baptized, because, see, that's what baptism is to go down in the grave and come out. But anyway, the church is to call out, okay? So you are a called out one. So when we start talking about the true church, remember who said he will build his church. Well, that's mm-hmm. a real easy answer. How about Christ?
Hallelujah.
How about Christ?
Hallelujah.
That's what the church is. That's what it's about. And we'll probably get into 1 Corinthians 3, because that whole thing there, now I got to read some stuff last night. Was that last night or yesterday? I've got to be honest with you. Let me go on to confess it now. I went to sleep reading it. It was last night. I know what it was. It was last night. But 1 Corinthians 3. So I feel better now. I didn't confess it. Paul was trying to speak to the people in a spiritual way. He got frustrated because they weren't understanding the spiritual thing. Now I'm telling you guys this so that as you began to preach and teach the word of God and to teach people to be part of this glorious church, you're going to find this same situation if you haven't already. So we got time to read a few of these verses. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 3. And I think I want to read the first, let's read the first 5, 6. Let's read the first 4, 5, who Paul is. 6, again, give me the first 8 verses.
Okay, thank you. The first Corinthians 3:1-8, it reads as follows. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not the meat, for hither ye were not able to bear it, neither not yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. And yet as there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? So while one saith, I am Paul, and another, I am apostle, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but minister by whom ye believe? Even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted Apollos, water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, that's beautiful. Amen. From the Message Bible. But for right now, friends, I'm completely frustrated by your unspiritual dealings with each other and with God. You're acting like infants in relation to Christ, capable of nothing much more than nursing at the breast. Well, then, I'll nurse you since you don't seem capable of anything more. As long as you grab for what makes you feel good, or makes you look important, are you really much different than a babe at the breast, content only when everything's going your way? When one of you says, I'm on Paul's side, another says, I'm for Apollos, against you, I'm sorry, aren't you being totally infant? Who do you think Paul is anyway, or Apollos, for that matter? Servants, both of us. Servants who waited on you as you gradually learned to entrust your lives to a mature master. We each carry out our servant assignment. I planted the seed. Apollos watered the plant. But God gave you, I'm sorry, but God made you grow. Thank you, Lord. Is not the one who plants or the one who waters who is at the center of this process, but God who makes things grow. Planting and watering are mere servants, God, at minimum wages. What makes them worth doing is the God we are serving. You happen to be God's field in which we are working. Or, to put it another way, you are God's house. Amen, amen.
Isn't that awesome?
God,
you
yes
are,
it is.
You are mm-hmm. the Father. You are. Well, I thought about that picture, man. You are God's children.
Hallelujah.
But think of all these. That's a lot to hear. We're going to get into it tomorrow and the rest of this week. Because there's so much. Because in the organized church, there's so much strife, division. Who's going to sing today? Whose song is it? They sing, that's my chair. That's my seat. All that old carnal stuff. They're babes. And they're not mature enough to know we're spiritual. Pastor, I can't even talk to you like spiritual. And I'm telling you guys this because you're going to talk to some people that are yet carnal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They're yet babes in Christ. Doesn't mean they're not in Christ. They're babes. They ain't mature yet. They're still on the breast.
Uh-huh.
I mean, making it plain.
Yes.
They're not spiritual yet. They got a lot of childish stuff going on. They arguing and debate that kind of stuff. When you're supposed to receive the word and be acting like Christ. So, that's what lies before us, brothers and sisters.
We're gonna,
what God showed me, I just hope he bring it out, or allow me to bring it out to what he showed me. It's just gonna truly bless you. Because one of the priests of revelation he gave me, to show you that a church is not a building, and I know you guys know this, but you can always ask them, say, well, how did church grow? The first thing they're going to tell you, by membership.
Yes, that's
what
they
said. And that would be a lie.
Yeah.
See, that's revelation, man. I'm trying to tell you. That ain't what the scripture said. So that building can't grow. And they may get numbers with people, but that don't mean the church is growing because you get numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But God showed me some things, and I want you to know God expects for you all to be master builders. He expects for you to minister to believers as well to unbelievers and teach people that we all got to come together in that unity of faith for that one body, one church, one Lord, and that's our job is to teach that. But meanwhile, y'all stay blessed, and we will see you on tomorrow for the word at noon. God bless you.
God bless.